Well, here I am again, as I am every week, sitting in the virtual studios for Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and proudly we have streamed since for over 8 years, over 8,000 interviews of entrepreneurs and leaders. And the most constant part of our streaming show has been Mark Z, the fabulous Mark Z, President Mark Z Legal Staffing, for our Mark Z moment. And there he is in his little makeshift studio. Welcome back, Mark.
Great to be here, Jeff. Always great to be here with you.
Well, you keep working, you keep coming up with ideas. What do you have to share with us today?
You know what I want to share today with our audience, Jeff, is the subject of reference checking. It's become more and more difficult for employers to get good information, and it's become more and more difficult for employees to get the key references they need to be considered for a position. And I just thought it'd be good to talk about it and give some suggestions to employers and give some suggestions to prospective employees. On the employer side, when you meet with a candidate, ask for references of supervisors that can be contacted and talk to. Not supervisors that will give you the name, rank, and serial number. What you want to explain to prospective employee, and whether it's your human resources person, your person doing the references, we want to ensure there's the right fit. References aren't just about somebody's personality, their job performance. References are about the person's style, what their skill set is. You know, how they work with others, what their knowledge is.
How
Do
they
they
fit
have
the
certain
culture.
expertise, their culture? And it's really helpful to the company to get this information so they can make the best decision. But it's important to the employee because it may not be the right fit for them if these references really can talk about them. The other thing is, if they know somebody, they, meaning the employer, know somebody at a company, especially at a smaller company or firm, then what they can ask the prospective employee, may I call Jack Jones or Sandra Smith, this person that they know, who may not necessarily be in this person's portfolio of references. That way, they know this person. Because what happens sometimes is these employers sort of go around the process, which is not the right thing to do and not necessarily the legal thing to do, because you're only supposed to call who you're authorized to call. And that way they can get a picture of the employee and talk to the people that know the employee and somebody that they, the employer, trust. On the employee side, my advice is, make sure when you speak to the references, you give them a heads up of who is calling. What happens today is people feel, you know, if they give cell phone numbers or they give direct phone numbers, that person is going to pick up. That person, who most of the time that you're giving the reference, that's giving the reference, is very busy. And so they're not going to take a call from a phone number they don't know. They might schedule a call, or if you can, you, the prospective employee, can say, here's the person who's calling. This is probably their phone number they're going to call from. Then that the reference giver will be ready, will take the call, and the process will be more efficient. Also, if you're giving references, give references of people that know your job performance. Sometimes it can be a coworker who has the ability to observe your work and performance and has the ability to really talk about you as an employee because they've worked side by side with you. A lot of prospective employees we find give references of people that barely know them or don't know their work. And if they don't know their work or barely know them, then it's better not to give them as a reference at all. Look at an alternative reference that knows you.
You know, Mark, I think this is all very valuable. And, you know, references for me and most of my clients are a point of anxiety because we sit around saying, can we get good ones? Are they accurate? Are they really going to be predictive of what we're really hiring for? And so I think your coaching of organizations on how to do references properly is critical towards long-term success and a good cultural fit. So I think it's all good advice. I have nothing to add other than take Mark's advice.
Well, I appreciate that. But as you and I have talked about, I feel like I'm in a lab every day in our business. And I really feel badly for some very sharp prospective employees that give references and the references are not getting right back to the people that are conducting the references. And also, I feel badly for employers who want to get accurate information to make a decision. Some employers are using some kind of skill analysis or personality profiles, just something to make sure the person is the right fit for the opportunity. And if you're not the right fit, it doesn't mean that you're not qualified for the job. It means better to know now than invest your time as an employee or an employer in a position that's probably not going to work out. Find something as an employee that's going to work out and find the right person as the employer.
You know, the only thing a couple of things I'd add is, you know, tools are very good because not everybody's a good interviewer.
Right.
Tools are only so predictive and you still need a better interview process, which would be more predictive than the tool. And you need to add on to the tool. And I'd also say the same rules that you've applied, they also apply to acquisitions. Too often businesses acquire businesses and they're acquiring people and they don't really look deeply into the people they're acquiring and they're all gone within 18 months.
Right.
And then where's the business? And I think that's the problem with acquisitions. They're not looking at the people. They're looking at the business and the revenue and the clients. So the same thing applies. Mark, extraordinarily valuable, jewels to be taken into business. How do people find you?
Well, first of all, Jeff, go on our wonderful Radio Entrepreneurs website, radioentrepreneurs.com. Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C and the letter Z, markzlegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z-L-E-G-A-L.com, and 617-338-1300.
That's great. And for those of you who enjoy these Mark Z tidbits of information, he'll be back next week on Radio Entrepreneurs.